Good morning. This is Sunday, November 13th, and you are listening to the Scooter Diaries. And I'm your host, Laughing Buddha. And we're going to try something a little different today. I'm getting my shoes on. We're going to go outside and walk over to the co-op. I think you heard from my tale yesterday that I was having some trouble finding some crystallized ginger for the cranberry chutney that I'm going to make later today. And I used my noodle and called to the co-op, which is actually just right down the street. So I called them, and they said they carry it, and they have it in stock. So let's go out into the big wide world and see what is happening. Don't forget to lock your door. You know, not everybody is nice, but I live in a great city, and I'm not sure you can hear some leaves rustling around, but so we're going to walk to the co-op, and I'll check in with you when I get there. So stay tuned. Okay, actually, I felt really self-conscious trying to think about actually recording in the co-op, so I actually didn't do that. So we're on our way home. The nice thing about this co-op is it is only about 6 blocks from my house, and I'm trying to get more exercise these days, so I decided to walk rather than drive. I know people probably out on the West Coast are having a coronary right now because they drive absolutely everywhere. Okay, we're back home. Get my keys out here, whoops. And so we're gonna go into the house and I'm gonna tell you what I had to buy because there were a few things after looking at my chutney recipe that I needed to get. So here we are in my kitchen, my little kitchen with its 1940s Montgomery Ward kitchen cabinets. So what I bought at the co-op was apple cider vinegar, about 4 ounces of crystallized ginger, 2 organic Valencia oranges. You know, they say never go to the grocery store hungry, so I bought a snack. These are these Eichton's Hidden Acres Buffalo Sticks. I like them, so we'll have that for a snack later. Okay, I have prepped all of my ingredients, and what is in cranberry chutney, you might ask? Well, the reason why I like this recipe is because it's pretty simple. The ingredients are as follows. Just 2.5 pounds of fresh whole cranberries that are washed. 2 oranges peeled, sliced, and seeded with slices quartered. 1.25 ounces garlic cloves minced. 5 cups of white sugar. 2.5 cups of cider vinegar. 3 ounces of crystallized ginger chopped in a blender. 3/4 pounds of light raisins, 1.25 cups of orange juice, 1 tablespoon cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And I actually added a secret ingredient that I'm not going to tell you about, otherwise it wouldn't be a secret. So I cooked down the chutney and packed it away in sterilized jars, and it looks like, I have 10 half pints and a full pint. I also have another pint that's not quite full and I don't think is going to seal, so that one's in the refrigerator. Well, that was cranberry chutney for today. Thanks for listening to the Scooter Diaries. If you want to write to me, you can do so at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com, and I'll see you tomorrow.